the shuffling around part. I mean, there's capable guys to step in, but I mean, it's even a mind frame. You know, you're going into the first game, probably guys are probably thinking, you know, they're just, you know, in the step in if someone, you know, maybe hurt something and then they go back in, but not out for the game or anything like that. So guys had to step in and play a whole half, basically, and, you know, it just gets tough. It's always tough when you got moving parts around everywhere with an offense, and yeah, it gets difficult to do that because, you know, rhythm of the offense and cohesion and that type of stuff. So that part is difficult, but at the same time, like, you know, in this sport, they always say next man up, so it is really got to be like that. Yeah, I mean, it's, they're always going to be tough to run against, and I bet they're, you know, probably harping on stopping the run this week, you know, just because of, you know, they gave up, I guess, 100-yard running back last week with DeMarco. So, you know, you can say it's encouraging, but you know they're going to go and work on stopping that. So we have to, you know, work a lot harder this week in establishing the running game so that we can, you know, not let them pin their ears back and, you know, rush the passer on us. I think we got a lot of pressure on ourselves anyway, you know. It's going to be an away game, new stadium for them, and, you know, they're going to be hyped up and all that stuff. And a couple of major parts on the offensive line missing with Roberto and Matt Slauson. So, you know, we got a lot of pressure on us already to, you know, be able to have to move the ball and keep their offense off of the field because, you know, if their offense is off the field, you know, we got to put up the points and, you know, hold them to – you know, keep them off as long as possible because, you know, we all know they have a pretty good offense, too.